This is Molly Hemingway, encouraging you to listen to my favorite podcast, Issues, Etc. Every day you get in-depth interviews with host Todd Wilkin asking expert guests substantive, thought-provoking questions on all of the important news and issues of our day. The expert guests are in culture, law, ethics, philosophy, theology, and apologetics. Expert guests, expansive topics, always extolling Christ. Issues, etc.
I have never heard of this before. And it wasn't until recently when I saw headlines via social media about perinatal hospice, I had to look into it. An alternative to abortion, a good alternative to abortion. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're going to talk about two issues, a recent study on perinatal hospice and a new abortion poll released by the Kaiser Family Foundation. Dr. Michael New joins us. He's visiting assistant professor of social research and political science at the Catholic University of America. He's senior associate scholar at the Charlotte Lozier Institute, Paige Comstock Cunningham Fellow with Americans United for Life, and a columnist for National Review Online. Dr. New, welcome.
Thanks for having me. Much appreciated.
What is perinatal hospice?
Perinatal hospice gives pregnant women the chance to carry pregnancies to term in situations where they learn that there's an adverse fetal diagnosis, or they learn there's just a very good chance that their unborn child either won't survive the pregnancy or will die shortly after the birth process. So it's a life-affirming alternative to abortion in these difficult cases.
Why have so few heard about the possibility of perinatal hospice?
Well, obviously, this is a tough and thorny issue that no one likes to think about or talk about, situations where there's a wanted pregnancy, where the child does have a life-limiting condition. And in general, the medical community doesn't really know much about it or talk much about it. Talk more about this later, but I just did a study with some colleagues at the Family Research Council. We surveyed women who've gone through perinatal hospice or received services through perinatal hospice, and only about 27% of the time did their OBGYN recommend perinatal hospice. So medical community either doesn't know much about this or doesn't recommend it in cases where pregnant women do discover their unborn child has a life-limiting condition.
You were talking there about a study with the Family Research Council. So what did, in particular, they discover about perinatal hospice versus abortion?
Yeah, we reached out to about 10 organizations that offer perinatal hospice. 82 women who received either counseling or health care through perinatal hospice were good enough to respond to our survey, which we greatly appreciate. We found several things that were interesting. First, perinatal hospice offers a very impressive range of services, everything from ultrasound to professional counseling to health care to kind of arrangements with a burial. You know, these are very useful services. We also found that a very high percentage of women were pleased with kind of the quality of services that, you know, they received through perinatal hospice. And we also discovered that the medical profession really was not very supportive of women who received these adverse fetal diagnoses. In a majority of cases, after women received this diagnosis, their OBGYN or another medical professional recommended that they obtain an abortion. And in a pretty high percentage of cases, women were encouraged to receive an abortion or obtain an abortion many times. So the medical profession really pushes abortion on women who have these diagnoses. The life-affirming option of perinatal hospice receives, frankly, a lot less attention.
How should pro-lifers help promote and kind of get the word out about this very important alternative to abortion?
Well, the good folks at Family Research Council and I have just done a study. Can be found at the website, frc.org. We encourage your listeners to read up on it and circulate through social media. If there are listeners who work in the healthcare profession, certainly bringing this to the attention of other healthcare professionals would be a good idea. Again, this is not always a pleasant issue to talk about, but it is a very good life-affirming option for women who do tragically get a life-limiting or an adverse fetal diagnosis. And again, we should do our best to let others know about this.
Tell us about a recent study done by the Kaiser Family Foundation on the sanctity of life issues.
Yep. Kaiser Family Foundation did a poll released around the time of the State of the Union address, and it purportedly finds that people are sympathetic to legal abortion in certain circumstances. As I'll discuss later on, I don't think this is a very useful poll. It didn't ask about things like taxpayer funding for abortion or parental involvement laws or other incremental pro-life laws that enjoy broad support. I think, unfortunately, it showed high support for abortion because questions were skewed or worded in a way to kind of elicit responses that were sympathetic to legal abortion.
So how were those survey questions skewed to elicit those responses?
Well, one survey question very clearly discussed abortion in the terms of kind of a problematic or difficult pregnancy. Another survey question framed abortion as healthcare, and when abortion is framed in terms of healthcare or the options given after a woman has a consultation with a doctor, people tend to support legal abortion in those cases. We also know that when it comes to abortion surveys, people are often persuaded or influenced by previous questions. So people are giving answers that are sympathetic to legal abortion. Early questions, they may continue to give answers to survey questions about abortion that are sympathetic to abortion in later questions. So it showed low support for a 16-week abortion ban. But again, I think that's because of the previous questions. I think there is more support for limiting late-term abortions than this survey indicated.
Then with only a minute, what does the study tell us about the politics of abortion in 2024?
Shows us that the people who support legal abortion, frankly, are engaged. Among those who said abortion was their top priority, they were 19 percentage points more likely to say abortion should be legal in all circumstances.
Dr. Michael New is visiting assistant professor of social research and political science at the Catholic University of America. He's senior associate scholar at the Charlotte Lozier Institute, Paige Comstock Cunningham Fellow with Americans United for Life, and a columnist for National Review Online. You can read his columns at issuesetc.org. Click Talk On Demand Archives. Dr. New, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Debbie. Much appreciated.
When we come back, we will be looking forward to Sunday Morning According to the Three-Year Lectionary with Pastor Sean Denzer.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues, Etc.